In this very latest podcast episode, I'd just like to inform all my listeners that I have now finally put details of the latest Betfred promo code on the website. I will leave a link in the description so you can pop up to the website and maybe check out the latest promo code. Anyhow, one of my favourite football teams, Manchester United, were playing Wolves last night, and they won 4-3 in an exciting finish. Manu scored in the 97th minute. And it's quite interesting what the manager said about Manu scoring this goal. Let's hear it. I'll play what is the manager going to say about him now.
Rick, wow, what an incredible game to watch. How big does that win feel?
Oh, it's massive for us to win. And but yeah, this match had a lot of sides. And but yeah, let's take first the positives. I think we played very good. And we dictated the game for an hour, and we should have go up with 3-0 or 4-0, but we didn't. And then in the end, it's quite naive. The way how we conceded goals shouldn't happen, but then we showed resilience, and especially Kobbie Mainoo is a great goal.
It was a special moment for him, wasn't it? His first Premier League goal. How proud are you of him?
Yeah, I'm not the manager telling her proud, but he's making incredible progress. And he has great abilities. He's the modern midfield player, can attack, can defend. He has the intelligence to do both, but also the physicality. And he's also composed.
You mentioned naivety a moment ago when you conceded those goals in the second half. Is that a worry for you that the team were able to lose control of the game like that?
Yeah, of course, we should have done better. And it was also early in the season that we were a game where we totally dominate and then we give it away. So we should take more responsibility on the pitch in certain moments. And we have so much experience and we should manage that.
Going back to the positives, it was a dream start to the game and it only took Marcus Rashford 3 touches to get the opening goal. Did he need that?
Sure, but it was a fantastic team goal. And we scored more of such goals from building up, many players involved, get a switch and score a great goal.
Is it also frustrating for you as his manager that he clearly has the ability to go out there and put in performances and score goals like that, but we're not seeing it consistently from Marcus Rashford this season?
No, but I think what you see consistently is the last games where he now 3 goals and 2 assists, I think, in 3 or 4 games. So the form is coming.
So Eric Ten Hag saying that Rashford's form is coming is a bit, I'm really cold. I don't even get noticed. I'm struggling to get my words out today. Eric is saying that, thank you very much. Don't start on me, all right? We're nearly off air. He's saying, look, the form is coming and the consistency is coming and he's starting to put these games together. Everything that happened at the weekend will be yesterday's news by the time we move on from this. But do you agree with him about that consistency starting to come?
Yeah, and it's like what I said before we went to the break, is about consistency of getting the same players out on the pitch. He's had so many injuries and had to shuffle the pack. I don't know how many times he's played the same back four this season continuously. I wouldn't imagine it's been many at all. So if he can get that continuous output from individuals that are going to be out on the pitch every single week, you've got much more of a chance. That familiarity, that building bonds and building partnerships throughout the team is so vitally important, no matter what level you play at, even more so at this level.
It took 5 minutes for him to put that to bed, everything that was going on before the match started. That's a great instinct. And Eric's saying, look, it was a team goal, but it was important that he got on the end of that.
Yeah, definitely great start for the team.